I'm Jake Rusnak. This is VPR News. The first female president of St. Michael's College says she's aware of the significance of her historic position. Dr. Lorraine Sterrett is the 17th president of the Colchester College. She assumed the job in July.
It's very important that our female students see women in the top roles, not just in education, but across the board in professions and in organizations.
Prior to coming to St. Mike's, Sterrett was president of Salem Academy and College in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. She's also held positions at Harvard, Princeton, and the University of Pennsylvania. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Christine Hallquist announced today her support for a change in how public schools are funded. Right now, about two-thirds of Vermont homeowners pay their school taxes based on their income and not the value of their property. Hallquist wants to use that system for everyone. She says the change will create a tax system that's based on Vermonters' ability to pay. But she says she would not make these changes overnight.
This has been, you know, my experience in life with businesses. You've got to be careful when you make radical changes. You know, do it in steps so you can, you know, fix any unforeseen problems.
The legislation considered this idea during the last session, but it did not get out of the committee. And the Catholic Diocese of Burlington will form an independent committee to research allegations of child abuse among clergy, and it will name names. In a statement today, Bishop Christopher Coyne says he will create a committee of lay men and women who will examine clergy personnel files dating back to the 1950s. The committee will create a list of priests who have been accused of abuse. That list will be made public. This comes after a BuzzFeed News article outlined child abuse at Roman Catholic orphanages, including St. Joseph's in Burlington.